Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And the show is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning, streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, and AltRadio.org. And we're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. And you know, we like to do live acoustic sessions on this show, especially those brought to you with support from Bankers Title, handling your commercial and residential closings. You can call Carol Butler at 409-7614 or just look for her number on our website. Bankers Title, integrity, security, and excellence, and also with support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics, making passion for skincare a profession. For more information, just look for the ad at hunter@sunrise.com. And joining us here in the studio once again, Chris Anderson. How are you, dear?
I'm good. How are you doing, Hunter?
I'm great. I'm awake. That's the important thing.
Always a plus.
It's always a plus to do this show when you're slightly awake. But I really appreciate you coming down here today. And we are up on Facebook Live with this particular session. So if you want to share it with your friends, please do so. What would you like to play for us first here before we get to talking?
Well, I would like to play a song that I wrote several years ago. It's called Impossible.
Okay. Here's Chris Anderson here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Never in my life did I suppose I'd come to this, checking all the settings on my phone. Out the window, neon lights are warning in the mist. The waitress takes one plate, I dine alone. It's just impossible, it isn't right. You're always doing me wrong. Then you act sorry, so I will change my mind. This time I'm never coming home. It's just impossible. If I wished on both the stars of this worn-out motel, would I hear you knocking on my door? With roses from the grocer and that smile you work so well, there's no magic now ever gonna even up the score. It's just impossible, it isn't right. You're always doing me wrong. Then you act sorry, so I will change my mind. This time I'm never coming home. It's just impossible. Smoke and mirrors. Love's not in this equation. You just want somebody near. That's just impossible. That isn't right. You're always doing me wrong. Then you act sorry, so I will change my mind. This time I'm never coming home. It's just impossible.
Husband has got the drill down, man. He's got the drill down.
Well, he did kind of get in trouble last year.
When you were last on the show, he was a little bit silent.
He did not know clapping was allowed, and I think he was really worried about, you know, doing something wrong.
Well, that time he almost clapped over the end of your song. Well, we appreciate the applause. We really do. So welcome back. So what's been going on since in the last year since you've been here?
Oh, my goodness. Well, lots of really fun things. I haven't been performing live down here that much. As you know, I'm from the D.C. area, and
right.
It's been really hard for me to leave there and let go of the D.C. area, but I'm slowly doing that. And
so you go up there and perform?
Well,
still?
I was doing that. I've really cut back on that, so I'm trying to get more involved in the creative community here. And so I've been trying to work my way around and figure out who's doing what.
Sure.
Working on a new EP in Norfolk. And
in fact, you're going to record some today, right?
Yes, indeed. I'm going to be doing vocals for two different songs today and probably some auto-tune also.
Oh, really?
And some mixing and stuff with Jackie Paolella. She's with Tap Tap Recordings, I think is the name of her studio here in Norfolk. And it's been really just a joyous experience getting to know her. She's tons of fun. And sadly, we do like to visit Dumars at the end of our sessions.
Why is that so sad?
Well, Dumars is not on my diet, but I'm making a special exception.
Do you eat the barbecue there by chance?
I love the barbecue. My new thing is double cheeseburgers.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is probably not very good for my diet.
No, that isn't.
Yeah, but it takes the stress
good.
Off. They're delicious. And the cheesecake shake. I've had that twice in the last week.
Well,
so.
You haven't had any of their ice cream cones that they're famous for? They actually make them by hand there.
Yeah, actually, so with the cheesecake shake, they take some of the cone and they put it in the shake.
Oh, okay.
So
you get a taste of it.
I do. It's delicious.
Yes.
Yep, delicious.
And that ends this commercial for Dumars. They're down there on Monticello Avenue.
Yeah.
So what else has been going on? You mentioned a bunch of projects that in your message to me. What else has been going on?
Well, last October I participated in something called the Proteus Festival at Zeiter's American Dream Theater, which I want to do a commercial for them too, because what a great opportunity. I mean, they really want to work with local artists to help them develop their craft, and I've been. I was fortunate to be involved in the Proteus Festival. What they did there was so exciting for me. I don't know if anyone else thought it was exciting or scary, but they basically give you a prompt on Thursday night and say you have to write a piece and present it by Sunday to the public.
Wow.
And for me, that was like the on button. That just sounded like so much fun. So I brought down two of my bandmates from the D.C. area, Ron Goad, who's a fabulous drummer and percussionist and ex-English teacher, and my bassist, Niels Jonker. And they weren't able to get here till Friday, but we got the prompt on Thursday night, which was from Shakespeare, and it was about dreams. And,
oh, wow.
So we incorporated that into the first song we wrote, and we wrote a little mini musical. It was a complete piece in 10 minutes.
Huh.
We had four songs, and we did 9 rewrites. It
wow.
was just, you know, we'd start working on something. It was like, wow, that was really bad.
And but what an exercise.
Yeah, it was very stressful, but in a good way. If you're a creative person, it was just like, you didn't have time to worry about, oh, I've got writer's block or whatever. I mean, we just did it. The only negative part for us was we didn't get to see a lot of other performances. But the experience as a creator was great. And then being on stage was really fun. And at the end of it, they offered us some kind of a commission. I'm not really sure what the details are in that, but one part of it is that we get to participate in something they have called the Dream Rights. I can't remember the exact name, but it's where playwrights and people that do musicals and stuff get together on a Saturday morning and present what they've got, and we learn about building the story and story arcs and character development and all that sort of stuff.
Well,
I'm not describing it very well.
This sounds like something that's really ongoing. They do this a lot.
Yeah, that's approximately every other week. And then they bring in speakers and stuff. So it's it's just a fabulous, fabulous opportunity, and I'm just so thrilled to be part of it.
Well, do you know how you get involved in it? If you're say you're a singer-songwriter out there and you want to get involved in this thing.
Well, this is – it's really for, like, playwriting and musical writing.
Okay.
But they do stuff and they present shows for musicians. So I'm not really sure how that part of it works, but I know they have a website that describes all of that. So,
okay.
I believe the website is thez or thez, not sure which, .org.
Right.
And they're at Town Center in Virginia Beach. It's just a beautiful, beautiful facility.
Oh, yeah, the Zeiders American Dream Theater. It's really quite a place. We've been there a couple of times to see some bands. I didn't know they were doing all this. I'd heard of the Proteus Festival, but I did not realize it was that involved. It's quite interesting.
Yeah, this was just one part of it. We were just part of this, you know, creative team thing, but they had other, you know, as I said, unfortunately, I wasn't able to actually see the other shows because we were so busy writing. But what we did see was just really fabulous. And so anyway, I've been doing that. That's been a lot of fun. I'm working on two musicals. The 10-minute piece that we wrote for that, we're going to expand that into a full-blown musical. And so that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
But it's been a lot of fun, you know, trying to piece that together. So I really, really have to concentrate on that starting, you know, in the next couple of weeks. And really develop the songs more. So I have had a phone meeting with one of my bandmates and trying to get the guys down, you know, so that we can work on stuff more. So we're going to have to Skype or Zoom or some other
whatever you do.
Technological thing.
FaceTime.
FaceTime, something.
Yeah.
Some highfalutin thing.
We're talking with Chris Anderson here on Hunter at Sunrise. Would you like to do another song? And by the way, we're up on Facebook again. We're up on Facebook Live. So if you see it in your feed, please share it with your friends. Would you like to do another song for us here?
I would. And I'd like to tell you about it first.
Sure.
Another thing I've done, I'm really trying to be a good citizen and learn about my community here. And and also I love to write and create. So I got involved with the Muse Writers Center, which is also here in Norfolk. And did I say Norfolk right? Norfolk. Norfolk.
There are a million different ways of saying Norfolk.
But anyway, so I got involved. There's a really great songwriter named Sky Zents who teaches songwriting there. So I took a class from her. One of the prompts she gave us was write about a place and write it from a different perspective. And I had been toying with this song about 10 years ago. I just could never finish it. But when she said that, I thought, I'm going to revisit that song.
Okay.
And bingo, that was the ticket. So this is called This Is Not Your House.
Okay. Here's Chris Anderson here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Broken pipes and fixtures, plants all overgrown, garden tools in the garage that no one knows who owned, pictures piled in plastic tubs you've never seen before. There's packing tape here somewhere, but it's hidden in a drawer. This is not your house, and these are not your things. You're just here to figure out what all this stuff will bring. Throw some in a suitcase and pack it in a truck. Take some to the curbside, then come back and lock it up. It's not your house. Brand new shoes covered in dust that never crossed a floor. Clothes that haven't fit a soul for 30 years or more. ID cards and licenses from folks you used to know. And newspapers with scandals that faded long ago. This is not your house, and these are not your things. You're just here to figure out what all this stuff will bring. Throw some in a suitcase and pack it in a truck. Take some to the curbside, then come back and lock it up. It's not your house. The world is so much smaller as in her chair she dreams of pastures and the horses, an oak tree with a swing, and loved ones lost are found again. They live just down the hall, and only she can see them, and it's for her they call. This is not your house, and these are not your things. You're just here to figure out what all this stuff will bring. Take some in a suitcase and throw it in a truck. Take it to the curbside, then come back and lock her up. It's not your house. Not your house.
Wow. What a song.
Thank you. It's kind of sad. I started writing it when I had to move my mom out of her house. She had started getting dementia, and it was an overwhelming task on so many levels.
Oh, I'm sure. That can be very difficult.
It was
extremely difficult.
It was very difficult, but you know, writing this song has really helped me process it, and I'm so grateful to Sky for giving me those prompts. Even though they were just little things, they enabled me to get the feelings out and to put the melody together and finish this song. So thank you, Sky Zenz.
Yes. We're talking with Chris Anderson here on Hunter at Sunrise. And it mentions on your website that you are into democracy, environmental protection, ethics, healthcare, and journalism and women's issues.
Yeehaw, that's a lot.
Yeah, that's for sure. And we are in a political year. What do you think about how things are going so far?
Well, it's just a very interesting time. I think we're seeing a lot of things that this several generations of us have not seen before. I'm particularly disturbed with my interest in journalism and the attacks on actual journalists. But I think part of that is the confusion about the difference between entertainment as media and journalism as media.
Yeah.
And also, I think the 24-hour news cycle is kind of not helping, because people are getting really, really stressed by hearing more and more and more things that are happening with the various candidates. So, I'm disturbed right now, but, you know, it's a good chance for people to figure out where they stand and to get involved in being good citizens. That is part of the deal in a democracy. We're not supposed to just sit around and let others govern for us without our input. So, one of the things that I've been doing is trying to identify groups that feel the same way I do about, you know, specific issues. So I've gotten involved with something called Face the Music. It's a new organization that songwriter out of California, Pete Cronowit, has started. And so far I think there's about 50 members, different musicians. We're going to have some kind of a Zoom or Skype meeting next week. Again, that newfangled stuff.
You do a lot of these, don't you? You're constantly Skyping, FaceTiming.
Yeah, it's good unless you're in your pajamas or something. It's like, you know, wear a nice shirt that nobody knows.
You have to dress up for your phone call.
Right. Yes. Yeah. So anyway, I'm still writing stuff, political stuff, and I present that. But I don't want to, you know, I feel like if you don't agree with me, that's okay because we are a democracy and you don't have to agree with me on everything.
Sure.
But the more people I talk with, I think on the basic issues, we all agree on the problems. It's just the solutions that, you know, we need to work them out. And we need leaders that will listen to the people and also, you know, try to do their job and actually govern.
Sure,
so,
sure.
Yeah.
We're talking with Chris Anderson here on Hunter at Sunrise. Would you like to do one more for us?
Sure. I'll do since you brought up politics, I'll do one. It's called, this isn't actually a political song. It's an environmental song, but it does talk about politicians. And I wrote this after the Deepwater Horizons oil spill.
Oh, yeah.
I really don't want them to drill off of the coast of Virginia. So I think it's kind of still timely, unfortunately.
Yeah.
This is called When Things Go Bad.
Here's Chris Anderson here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Explosion and a ball of light, searing pain and heat and fire and flash. White shirts with their sleeves uncuffed, they said, "We're gonna clean it up," with oily handshakes, greasy smiles, and cash. Well, there's of money to be made, and lots of people will get paid. Get in, get out, go cheap and fast. We'll fix it up when things go bad. And far away in Washington, where they know how get things done, business booms as K Street firms expand. Are permits granted or denied? Prevailing winds will change the tide. I hope in God their trust down in Louisiana. 'Cause there's piles of money to be made, and lots of people will get paid. Get in, get out, go cheap and fast. We'll fix it up when things go bad. Our president, he stood so tall, he said, "I'll oversee it all." I wonder when he found there was no plan. 'Cause I saw it on the TV news that there's 30,000 cleanup crews in there, picking bits of oil from grains of sand. And all God's creatures, great and small, we'll languish till we've killed them all. Weren't they all endangered anyway? 'Cause fossil fuel is just ex-life, under pressure and over time. We drilled and spilled and God knows won't change. Not while there's piles of money to be made, and lots of people will get paid. Get in, get out, go cheap and fast. We'll fix it up when things go bad.
Chris Anderson here on Hunter at Sunrise. Boy, you sure know how to make a point with your songs, don't you? My gosh.
That's what happens when you're a female and you hit a certain age. It's just like, get out of my way.
That's right. You're going to get the point of this one, friends. Wow. Well, thanks for coming down here today. This has been fun.
Thank you so much, Hunter, for asking me. I just really, really appreciate it. And your show is so great. And
oh, well, thank you very much.
Thank you for featuring local folks. We just, you know, really, really appreciate it. So.
Yeah. Well, maybe you can come back when you get this EP together. That would be kind of cool.
I would totally love to do that. That'd be great.
Yeah, and I wish you the best with that. And
thank you so much.
I wish you the best with your recording this afternoon.
Wonderful. So. Thanks.
Excellent. Chris Anderson here on Hunter at Sunrise.